Okay, and I'm rolling, so you can start whenever you're ready.
Okay, here we go. Again, just a test. Let's just see how this feels. Here we go. Time for deconstructing the quote, helping you utilize the wisdom contained in the quote to help make your life better. And with me is our crack studio engineer, Sonar. Sonar is a deep dude, and he has a deep knowledge and knack for these quotes and explaining them in everyday language. Sonar, how you doing?
I'm doing great, boss. Hey, thanks for bringing me on. This is a great thing. Since I've been listening to your podcast, I've picked up quite a few quotes myself.
Well, they're so cool. And in talking with you, you really have a knack for kind of getting down to the wisdom in these and breaking them down into easy to understand language. And one of the first quotes that we talked about was by Rumi, which you're a big fan of. So I'm going to give you a Rumi quote, and hopefully you can break it down for us.
Okay, go ahead.
And here's the quote. Stop acting so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion. So I get the stop acting so small, but you are the universe in ecstatic motion. Break that down for us. Deconstruct that for us.
We are the universe, Bill. The first couple laws of energy conservation, one of the main ones there is matter cannot be created or destroyed. So all the matter that's out there in the entire universe is already out there. It's there. There's a finite amount of it. I mean, we can say the universe expands forever, but matter itself, the atoms in your body, cannot be created or destroyed. So that means you're part of the universe. I mean, there's no real way that we can argue that we aren't, Bill. I mean, that's just one of those things. That are you made up of atoms? Check. Are you in this universe? Double check. I mean, that's essentially where you are. So when you're told to stop acting so small, I mean, we all get in that part of our lives where everything that's around us, the entire universe circles around us, kind of thing. You met some of those people that that the sun revolves around them. It's not revolving around the earth, or the earth doesn't revolve around it. It's this is my problem, and my problem's the biggest problem in the world.
Right. We have met those people, that's for sure. So we are all the universe. So me, you, the desk, the trees outside, right? We all have atoms, so we're all part of the universe.
Absolutely. I mean, that's it. So if you think about it, the atoms are just different chemicals and at their very lowest point. I mean, you can even take it as far down as to they're made up of quartz, and then those quartz are made up of strings, and those strings vibrate. But essentially, we're all the same stuff. I mean, a lot of people throw this around of the atoms that are in your body were once created in a star. I mean, you've heard that cliche thing before, but that's true. I mean, when the Big Bang happened, and our sun and our earth and our moon and our entire solar system and universe was created, that's it. Those atoms were there. There's only a finite amount of atoms. Did you know that you are mostly made up of space because of those atoms? So what really keeps us together?
I told you Sonar was deep, didn't I? I told you. Okay, so so stop acting so small. So mm-hmm. I'm atoms, and we're all made up of atoms. So what's with the stop acting so small? You are the universe in ecstatic motion. How are we acting small? How do we act our normal size or act bigger?
Well, exactly. Well, it's one of those whole things. If you stare long enough into the abyss, it stares back at you. I mean, but it's one of those things that we are a component, just like anything else that's here in the universe. Anything that is created or was created, we just happen to have, I guess, a will. We have that side.
Okay, so we deserve to be here.
Absolutely, you're here. This is you. Otherwise, I like to say that we are the summation of every choice that's ever been made. I mean, if there could have been something that because somebody ate oatmeal on the day of the Battle of Gettysburg, Bill Klaproth is here right now. I mean, that's how crazy our universe is. Is that this is it? One little tiny decision, because I may have worn a red shirt yesterday. Somebody driving down the road could have seen me in that red shirt and then felt something different and then affected everything else. everything is connected to everything else, and that's the beauty of thinking that you are the universe and you're part of the universe. I mean, you can go forever and start thinking that you're a giant narcissist for doing this, but at the same time, you are. About every year, your body trades out almost 98% of all of the atoms. When you eat an apple, what do you think happens to it? That chemicals break down, they go into your body, they transform, they're replaced. That's the way that we should be looking at ourselves and everything, because we're all connected. We're all made up of the same star stuff. That's just essentially what Rumi is saying here, is stop acting so small. You're not just that one person. You're not just Bill Klaproth. You're not just Dennis Green. I mean, we are the universe. We are the people of the universe, just like I have a hand. Or a planet might have a moon. We are the people that are on this planet that just happen to be traveling this fast through our entire galaxy.
So for our listener right now that's listening, and she or he has got the headphones plugged in and they're hearing us, how do we put this into practice? How can we change our thinking to put what Rumi says into practice?
I think a lot of it deals with respect. I mean, we all have that whole thing. The golden quote of the entire world is treat others the way that you would like to be treated. Isn't that correct?
Rule, right.
The golden rule. The golden rule. Golden quote. I mean, there's so many different versions of that. Immanuel Kant says, do everything as if it were universal law. It's that same kind of concept of you start to see and respect others first off, because they're part of you. They're part of that universe. I mean, if I'm part of the universe, you're obviously part of it with me, Bill. So together, we have to treat everybody and everything with that respect. As Rumi would say, everything is connected, everything is divine, and therefore, it's that respect that extrudes out from just you. I shouldn't just look out for number one. There should definitely be some other people on that list.
Aha, that's beautiful. Okay, very good. All right, I'm okay, that was cool. I'm dropping out of character here. So that was good. It was a little long.
It was,
but
yeah.
That's kind of where I want to get to Okay, here's the quote. Here's what I don't quite understand about it. Some of I kind of will, but on this one I didn't. So break it down. What do we need to know? And then how can we apply that to everyday life like you just did? Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah, and you can cut out anything that's in there. I rambled on for a while about stuff.
Yeah, I would say we should probably, once I get the intro down, did you like that intro?
No.
I liked it. Do you want me to say Sonar? Do you want me to say
no,
Denny
whatever
Green?
Whatever you'd like to put. I'm Sonar on Facebook. And Sonic Engineer on Twitter. So,
okay, so Sonar on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. You can just, I have a public profile page.
And do you talk about this type of stuff on your Facebook?
Not
page?
Yet. I'm getting there. It's getting that whole building the social media thing.
Okay, so I would probably end something like this then. Sonar, thank you so much for breaking that down for us. I get it. So make sure you listen to every episode of Which Way Is Life. We're going to have Sonar deconstructing the quote for you. And you can find Sonar on Facebook. And you can find Sonar. Search Sonar on Facebook.
And then I'm Sonic at Sonic Engineer on Twitter.
All right. Follow. So I'm going to say you can find Sonar on Facebook. Just search Sonar in the search bar. And then you can also follow him on Twitter at Sonic Engineer, right?
That's it.
Okay. And that's probably how I would end it.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to try? Do you have a minute or you got to get back to what you're doing?
No, that's fine. I don't have anything going on here for a little bit. I know
somebody's got to come in. Let's try to get this down to like 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's just redo this one more time here.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to deconstruct the quote now as we help you utilize the wisdom contained in quotes, which we all love, to help make your life better. And with me is our crack studio engineer, Sonar. He is a deep dude and has a deep knowledge and knack for explaining or deconstructing quotes. Sonar, thanks for being with me.
Well, you're welcome, boss. And it's definitely over-explaining things.
Well, I just want to make sure they get it. Okay, so let's jump into this then. You're going to help deconstruct this quote. It's by Rumi, and it is, "Stop acting so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion." So I kind of get the "stop acting so small," but the "you are the universe in ecstatic motion." Can you deconstruct that for us?
Well, let's take that first part right there. Stop acting so small. How many times have you seen somebody that the world just revolves around them? That's it. Everybody else's problems don't matter. It's just
we all
them.
Know people, right? We all know people like that, right?
Exactly. So this goes just beyond that as well, because a lot of times we start to get into.
All right. So let me stop you there. So yeah. For these people that feel the earth revolves around them and only their problems matter. That is acting small because they're only thinking of themselves.
Absolutely. And it works the other way as well
now
if you think that the universe is just beating up on you. Like, you know, those other people on the other side, well, why is my luck so bad? Everything is just happens to me. This is it. It's that same kind of side.
And that's acting small, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Gotcha. Oh, so stop acting small. We got that. So then the next part, you are the universe in ecstatic motion. Put those two together for us.
Well, we've all been to science class before, right, Bill? I mean, we've heard that everything's made up of atoms.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything's made up of atoms, I'm pretty sure you and me, Bill, we're included in everything. So that's
right.
That's essentially it. If you break us all the way down, we're nothing but atoms and chemicals and technically space. We're like 99.999999% space. Just because of the way that an atom is actually made up, we just perceive everything being solid and everything being two separate entities. So essentially, the science behind this is that every single atom cannot be created or destroyed. We just change. Atoms go into us, and then they go into a whole different thing. It's like, well, when you eat an apple, what happens? You digest it, you absorb everything that you need, and then you get rid of everything that you don't need. I mean, that's the same thing the way our bodies do. In fact, we are replaced with atoms every year. About 98% of the atoms that are in our body are new. You're a completely new person.
I told you Sonar was deep, didn't I? Okay, so here's what I'm getting so far. Stop thinking of yourself all the time. We are all the same. We are all the universe in ecstatic motion. So how can we apply that to our daily lives? How do I put that to use?
Well, I think a lot of that is that it brings us closer together with not only each other, because since I'm part of the universe, you're obviously part of the universe, and you and me, Bill, and everybody else are people, are parts of the universe. So it gives us that respect. It says, you know what, I'm not just me, I'm also some of the atoms that came out of the same star that you did. We are the same matter and energy and frequencies that are make up our everyday lives. So I think what it is respect. Throw that respect out there, because you're not just yourself. Stop thinking so small. You are a bigger part, or you are a part of something that's much bigger and technically is everything.
So think about that and understand that. Instead of just thinking about yourself, think about your place in the world and how what you do interacts with other people around you and even the universe around you.
Absolutely. Tesla says that we will understand the universe if we start thinking in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. We'll understand everything a lot better, because we're essentially the same energies, just light traveling at different speeds, Bill.
I love it. Stop acting so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion. Sonar, thank you for deconstructing the quote.
Thank you. It was a great one.
And you can find Sonar on Facebook. Just search Sonar. And then you can also find Sonar on Twitter, which is @SonicEngineer. And then I would pick it up and go to the second half of my interview.
Okay. I think that one ended a lot faster than we thought. There we go. Yeah, let me...
Yeah, that was